Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Sorry about the delay. We were having some connecting problems. We're on location in Tannersville, Pennsylvania. Once again,
praise
welcome.
The Lord. God do answer prayer. We've been praying. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we're on. And,
yes,
you know, we don't give up easily. We don't.
No.
We don't.
No.
So you may go.
My team today was caught in some difficult circumstances. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we have hope in hopeless circumstances. We give you all our praise. We give you all our honor. We give you all our glory, Lord. All of our hopeless circumstances and just praise him. Because he is good. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Father, we come to you this morning in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. Knowing that you are in control of everything. You are in control of even this situation, Lord. And we come to you this morning just thanking you for this day, just thanking you for seeing us through the night and bringing us to see another day. We thank you, Lord, for a brand new month. We are in the month of May, and you have seen us through the past 4 months. And we come before you with thanksgiving and with praise, knowing that you are the all-powerful God. And with you, all things are possible. Father, we come to you this morning, lifting up this prayer line, Lord. We ask for clarity. We ask, Lord, that you will line up every technical difficulty, that you will line up every technical problem so that we could reach your people everywhere, Lord. You have made the technology. You have created the internet. You have created the Wi-Fi. And Lord, we ask that your spirit, your anointing, come through these lines, Lord, that we will have clarity and that your people will hear your word, that we will be able to share your love and share your hope and share your word with the nations. You have instructed, Lord, to go forth and preach your word to every nation, every generation. And that is what we are about to do this morning, Lord. We are about to spread your love, spread your salvation, spread hope, peace, and joy in your spirit, Lord. And we thank you this morning for this opportunity to come before you. Come before your throne one more time, Lord. Lifting up your name, glorifying your name, magnifying your name, Lord. Knowing that without you we can do nothing. Without you we are nothing. We know, Lord, that as long as we keep hope and keep faith in you, as the scriptures say, we will be victorious. So we claim victory in this situation this morning. And we would rejoice and be glad today. We come before you, Father, saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise be to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for everybody who is on this line, Lord. Even though the service is not clear, but those who are hearing, Lord, we pray that you watch over them, that you keep them. You know their heart desires. You know their needs. Lord, you promise us that if we give you our burden, that you will carry for us, that our burden is heavy, but your burden is light, and we come before you this morning, Lord, lifting up everyone represented on this prayer line, those who are still on, those who tried to get on and was not successful, Lord. We ask that you touch your people, Lord. You anoint us, Lord, to come forth and to bring forth your word, Lord. Father, this morning, and lift up the elderly. Father, you know you have kept them through all their years. You have kept them throughout decades, Lord. And we lift them up this morning, Lord. We lift up Mother Fuller. We lift up Pastor and the elderly that are out in Pennsylvania seeking your face, Lord. Seeking you, Lord. Asking you for favor and asking you, Lord, to show them the way that they may go, to show them the way to lead your congregation, to lead your people, to do your work, Lord. Father, and I pray as they are there, I know they are praying. I ask that you bless Pastor, you watch over him, let this not be a disappointment, but let it be hope in you, Lord, knowing that with you all things are possible. I pray and I ask that you give him the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to seek what does say the Lord. But I also ask that you give the elders the strength, that you give them, you envision them with things that would be beneficial to your kingdom. You envision them, Lord, with the vision that you have given us for this time and for this generation. Father, I pray that you may open their spiritual eyes, open their spiritual ears, that they may see and hear what does say the Lord. And Father, when you plant your word in their hearts and you give them the revelation of things that you want to be done, that they will obey and that they will follow through, Lord, and that you would give them the strength, you would give them the grant them favor with you and with man to do everything that you have given them to do. Give them physical strength, spiritual strength, psychological strength. Father, and I ask that you do a new thing, Lord, that when they come back, it will be a new thing, a new Christ. We won't forget to give you the honor. We won't forget to give you the glory. We won't forget to give you the praises. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. But I come before you this morning, lifting up the hopeless. We know there are people, Lord, who have given up. There are people who doesn't see hope in the material thing. But, Lord, we lift up the drug addicts. We lift up the prostitutes. We lift up the devil worshippers. We lift up homosexuality. We lift up the pleasures of the world, Lord. We lift up all these demonic spirits, Lord, that is not of you, that is controlling your people's mind. We come against it with the blood of Jesus. We come against hopelessness. We come against difficult circumstances that seem hopeless, that is causing people to commit suicide. We come against anguish. We come against despair. Lord, you said that if we seek you first, you without everything else, if we seek you and your kingdom first, Lord, you promise us that your peace you leave with us. The peace that man cannot give, but the peace that the world cannot give, but the peace that comes from you. You promise us, Lord, that we let not our heart be troubled. and we be not afraid that you will take care of us. Father, you promise us that if we take up you take your yoke and we learn of you, for you are meek and lowly in heart, and we would find rest, Lord. Our soul will find rest in you. You have promised us that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Lord, and we cast our burden and our care unto you, Lord, because you care for us, Lord. And you promised us that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So, Father, we bring the hope. We bring hope to the hopeless. We bring care. We bring love to those who think that there's nothing left, Lord. We rebuke the spirit of suicide. We lift up our young people who are committing suicide, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will send people in the schools. You will send people in the youth facilities, even in the prison, the youth prison, Lord, that they would preach your word, Lord, that you will open doors for ministries to go up into the prisons, for ministries to go up into the mental asylum. Spread your word, to spread your love, Lord, to spread that hope, that there is still hope in you and hope in the world. Father, we come to you this morning, lifting up the men. Jesus, Lord, I ask that you bring men who will be like David, Lord. Bring forth men who will be like Joshua, Lord. Bring forth men who will be like Abraham, men with faith, Lord. Bring forth men who will be like Jacob, Lord, who will wrestle until the fight is over. Bring forth men who will be like John, Lord. Oh, Father, we ask that we lift up our men in the community. We lift up our men in the church. We lift up our men in the ministry. Lord, we pray that they will take their rightful place, Lord, and be the fathers, be the grandfathers, be the men that you have ordained them to be, Lord. You have created them to be great men of the kingdom, Lord. And Father, we lift up the men. I lift up the men in my family. I lift up the men in every family represented on this line this morning. That you will have your way, Lord. That you will have your way. Even the young men, Lord, the young Christian men that are seeking you, Lord, give them the strength to plant your word in their heart, that when the adversities come up, when the pleasures of the world comes up to distract them, Lord, that they will have a word in their spirit, they will have a word in their heart, that they will not succumb to the pleasures of this world, to the music and to the clothes and to all the worldly pleasures, Lord, that only lead to destruction, the drugs and the alcohol and the sex and the immoralities. Father, we pray that you will lift up young men of integrity that will be bold enough to proclaim that you are the Christ and you are the Lord, and beside you there is no other. We pray for the young women, Lord. Oh, God, we lift up the young women of the community, the young women of the nation, the young women of the world, Father. It seems hopeless. They are seeking everything else other than you, Lord. They are seeking pleasures and sex, pleasures and drugs, pleasures and fashion, pleasures in the music. But, Lord, help us, Lord, as we go along our daily life, that the young women we have in our life and the young women in our ministry, the young women in the school and the street, Lord, that we, the older ones, will be an example, that we will live righteous, we will live holy, we will live with integrity, that they will see and want to follow, Lord. Father, I pray and I ask that you would give us the boldness to confront them, Lord, when we see things that are not of you, when we see things or actions or situation that is not of you, that we will be bold enough to come forth, Lord, and minister to them. Let them know, Lord, that there is hope in you. Let them know, Lord, that they don't have to sell that body to the pastor. Present that body, Lord. You have presented your body on the cross that they don't have to give their body in satisfaction for love. And Father, let them know that you will give them the love that they are looking for. You will give them the peace that they are looking for. We lift up the young women, Lord. We ask to have your way, Jesus. Help them to respect themselves. Help them to respect their body. Help them to seek you, Lord. Father, all the young ladies are being destroyed by drugs. We rebuke the spirit of drugs. We rebuke the spirit of prostitutes. We rebuke the spirit of alcohol. We rebuke the spirit of homosexuality. Lord, the women are turning to each other because they have no hope in this man. Let them know, Lord, that if they have hope in you, you will bring forth the men that are of you. You will bring forth men with integrity and men that are seeking you. Father, we lift up marriages this morning, Lord. You have ordained marriages. You have ordained marriage from the Garden of Eden. You have put Eve and Adam together, Lord. And in this society, Lord, men are turning towards men, women are turning towards women. Lord, as you have said, don't put that this is an abomination unto you. And I lift up the marriages this morning, Lord. Those who are seeking you for marriage, Lord, I pray that you tell them to seek you first. Tell them to seek you and your kingdom first, Lord, and you promise us that everything else will be added unto us. I lift up marriages in our community. I lift up marriages in our ministry. I lift up marriages that are strong, Lord. I ask that you help them to stay strong, to get stronger in you, Jesus. I lift up the marriages that have you as their head, Lord, that you will reign and you will see them through, that their marriages are going to be examples to other marriages. Father, I lift up the marriages that are in trouble. You have bring them together, Lord, and you said what you bind together that no man can part. And Father, I ask that I lift up Leah and Dominique, and I ask that your spirit reign, Lord. Touch their hearts, Lord. Give them a desire to want to seek you. Let them know, Lord, that they have to seek you. I lift up Pastor and Sister Liz, Lord. Strengthen that marriage as they go forth. Seek in your face as they go forth. Pray for the marriages. I lift up Sister Brother Dennis and Sister Florence. I lift up all the marriages that are in our ministry. I lift up my daughter and her husband, Lord. Jesus, Lord, touch. Give them the desire to want to serve you. Let them know that the head of these marriages know that they have to seek you, Lord. I lift up Brother Terry and Sister Kim this morning. I lift up Brother Man. I lift up Sister Cynthia and Brother Man. I lift up Sister Susan and Brother Nate. I lift up the Campbells. Father, every marriage that I am associated with, or every marriage that I know, I lift up my sister and her husband. Father, in the name of Jesus, strengthen these marriages that are of you. Strengthen these godly marriages that are God-fearing, Father. Strengthen them that they would go forth and minister to other married couples that are having problems, Father. I thank you, Lord, for doing it, because I know you have ordained this ministry of marriage. And I thank you for doing it. I know that you would do it, Lord. I praise your name. Those who are looking into marriage, Lord, I pray that you bless them with godly spouse, godly partner. Father, because you said that we are not to be unevenly yoked. So I pray that they look for partners and they would be evenly yoked. with men who are looking for wife will look for virtuous, godly women, and women who are looking for husband will look for godly men of integrity, Father. I pray, Lord, that you send forth your partners, Lord. Father, and I know that they won't forget to give you the thanks. They won't forget to give you the glory. I lift up the school children this morning, Lord. These kids who are going out to school, in college, high school, elementary school, the daycares, the nursery school. Father, I ask that you bless, that you protect, that you watch over everything that is not of you, every plan that the enemy has for the schools everywhere, all over the nation, all over the world, Father. I bring it to North, right, talk. Any plan that the enemy has to terrorize or to vandalize or to harm any school everywhere, Lord, I bring it to naught right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray and I ask as we go forth today that you go before us, Lord. You clear the way, any plan that the enemy has for us, Father, I bring it to naught right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you give us peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Father, and I pray of all things that you anoint us with your anointing, that when we go out, Lord, that we will be bold enough to speak of your love, to speak of your name on our job, on the bus, on the train, on the street as we walk by, Lord. Help us to show your fruits of the Spirit, humility, love, tenderness, kindness, honesty, peace. Oh, Father, I pray these things in your name, Jesus. And I know that you would answer our prayer. As we come to a close this morning, Lord, I pray and I ask that you answer our prayer and that we walk before you. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for what you are about to do. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to your name. Glory, glory, glory be to your name, Jesus. Glory be to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as we leave, I would like to give us a benediction. We are still on the line. And the benediction for today is taken from Psalm 71, verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Again, I thank you for being on the prayer line this morning, even though the service is distorted. Those of you who have stayed on the line, have a blessed and victorious day. Walk with the King. Don't forget, we'll be back on stream at 7:30 this evening, where we will again lift up the name of Jesus. Come with your testimony. Come with your praises. Come with your come with your prayer request so that we would have a joyful time in the name of Jesus. Have a blessed day, and Jesus loves you.
You have the best day, Sister Christine. Great job.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Lord,
glory be to your
soul.
Name, Jesus. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of all the honor. You're worthy of all the praises. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Oh, glory and honor be to your name, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 We give you the highest praise this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to your name.
Oh, glory be to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.